Big I'm Tone.
In. Here he is. Big Tony. Hey, hey.
All right, Tone.
How you doing?
All right, Tone.
Someone at work said to me this week, where do you get your corn rolls done?
You start charging.
Big Tony with a little T.
Yeah, Big Little Tony.
Big Little Tony, yeah.
Have any of you been watching Your Honour or Honour?
No.
No, I saw the advert for it. It looks quite good.
It's good. It's good. It's very good. And also, yeah. Does the golf start tonight?
No, it's been live every day. You can watch practice and everything. I
love it. Interesting. What's the of Man City? What's the score? Man City game.
Trey's one.
Yes.
3-1. Wow.
Yeah. Very, very poor penalty decision as well. Should be 4-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw that. Awful. I don't know how they didn't pick that up. It just literally, the ball didn't even change direction, just took him out.
If it was just the ref, it's a debate, but the fact that they're all of the angles, the way the ball's moving, it doesn't even change spin. It shows there's no contact. Mad.
You can tell as well, the way someone goes down, you can always tell when it's a genuine, because his legs just go.
Well, it's Foden's ankle, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Try and run on that.
Did you watch Haaland last night?
I've seen the BT Sports clips, yeah.
I didn't realise how big he was. He's a beast, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's unreal.
I loved his celebration.
Yeah, well, the keeper giving the big one when he saved it, and then he scored the second one and then went right up to him, didn't he?
Right in there.
And a few of their players chased him, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think it was a bit like you say, though. As they got closer, I think they realised how big he was. and sort of went, fuck it.
He's incredible.
He's a good man. He's a good player.
Do you know his goal scoring record?
Yeah.
In the Champions League, isn't he? The fastest ever reached 20 or something.
Yeah, by miles, though. By absolutely miles.
Yeah. No, I mean, the appearances to goals in the 3 years that he's played.
Yeah, the ratio is ridiculous. Is it over one?
I can tell you. He played for Mulder for just over a season. Played 39 games, 14 goals. Poor, quiet year. Went to Red Bull Salzburg for half a season. 16 games, 17 goals.
Yeah.
And then went to Dortmund. How long has he been there?
What is it? Probably about eight. Not
was it January? Months? Was it January? That's intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
He basically has played for Borussia Dortmund 34 times and he scored 33 goals. Well, it'll now be 35, 34.
Has the Ginger Prince moved yet then?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is strange. I know like he's got internet issues, but it's strange on the week after his bet gets tonked 4-1, he's not here to suffer the consequences.
How did I get on this week?
Oh, no, all three of us were successful. It was just Dan.
So, he talked a good talk. I'm not sure he knows about football.
I mean, there was more than 2.5 goals in the game, so he got that bit right. He just got the result completely.
I love it. He's doubling up his bets, and he only even got one right.
Mm.
Just start, baby steps.
I mean, I cocked up one bet, so I can't talk, but he's not here, so I'm going to hammer him.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
All right, boys, got a question for you. Recent weeks, and this is all based on form, how do we feel about Chelsea on the up? Liverpool on the down.
So, here we go then.
Brace yourselves.
I don't know. I don't know about Chelsea. I know. I think the Liverpool, the injuries and the issues, and I think it's a snowball effect. Salah's not any worse than he's been before, nor is Mane. It's just, I think it's the whole snowball effect. I think they've just lost their confidence.
Have they been found out by the way they play?
I don't think so. I think when you're missing four players out of 11 that have been so influential, I don't think anyone can deal with Liverpool at their best. But they're just not at their best, I think.
So they're missing Van Dijk and Henderson.
Gomez. Who else?
I wouldn't put Gomez in that same bracket, though, as influential as them. And the reason for that, I think, is Van Dijk. If you put Van Dijk in there, he can play next to anyone. You put your nan next to him.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of big injuries at different times in the season and lack of confidence between the whole team. You can see they don't feel like they're ever going to win now. And the way that, like you say, Jim, the way that Liverpool play is very high pressure, high intensity football. A lot of them players haven't stopped playing really for, I don't know, was it 18 months or something? Stupid. Mm. When you look at the actual gap they've had, I don't know if that plays into it, but I think, like you say, the confidence, they just look shot. I just don't know.
Henderson's injured now as well, and he's been injured the last three games.
Do you not think, though, like how good they were, and they won the league, amazing, but I think it shows the quality of the squad as a whole. They've got some fringe players, which they've clearly had to pull on. They've had to bring a couple of defenders in. They're not the same. They're not the same standard. And by these, I mean Shaqiri. I wouldn't put. I don't really know why they bought him. Minamino.
You look at Man City's bench and you look at Liverpool's bench, and it's a whole different ball game. So Liverpool get a few injuries, it's going to impact them a lot, and play too many games, it's going to impact them so much more than Man City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that all feeds through, and the rest of the squad, the rest of the team in last season was so good and so solid. I think they fed into how good that front three were and how much freedom they had, because they could heavily rely on the six behind them, really.
Do you think it's, as well, you know, obviously they've had injuries, but where it's been Van Dijk, who is the standout leader, and now Henderson, you've lost pretty much. I know you say there's no real leader a club anymore, everyone's a leader, but in truth,
that's rubbish.
They are two of the biggest leaders of that club, and I think Van Dijk is a great player, but I think it's now showing how much he brought outside of just being a great defender.
I think this touches on your point, H, which you've said many times about the core. He's taken two huge points out of that, you know. Were bang down the middle. I think you're taking their best centre half, and how influential Henderson was in the middle. That's a big, big gap.
Is Wijnaldum playing?
Yeah, he's been in and out.
Yeah.
I've just started to see like Phillips and Jones and these youngsters that are probably not quite ready for it yet. They're not taking games by the. They're not taking charge of games, are they? They're floating through games and just getting caught out. And I don't know if they're still having the same amount of shots and whatever, but it's gone this season, isn't it? Do you think there's an element of giving up as well to an extent?
Well, do you? Yeah, can they even get Champions League?
Well, if West Ham carry on the way they are, and my boys, Brendan's boys, mine and Brendan's brothers, Bredwins. Let's just Bredge wins.
Yeah, no, I think there's a pretty important factor for those two, and that's the change in personnel inside the squad or the team. I know we touched on the squad being not good enough, but the team compared to last year. But that's what rolls into my next point around Chelsea. Now, under Lampard, they've got exactly the same squad, so they haven't changed any players, haven't had any real injury concerns that come to mind. They haven't got any big. I think Thiago Silva's had a few weeks out, and he was playing all right. But
he don't like him. I mean,
Tuchel's come in, and he's done exactly what he's supposed to do, hasn't he? Almost instantly.
Well, he's a manager. Frank Lampard's not a manager.
Well, there was an interview. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and the bloke was basically saying to him, like your job is to come in and find a way to fit in all these expensive players into your formation. And he basically said, I completely disagree. The interviewer basically said, well, what do you mean? He said, that's not my job at all. So I don't care anything about any of that. My job's to win games. I don't have to fit anyone into anything.
Yeah, and that's been noticeable. Do you remember, have they still got Emerson?
I think he's on loan. I'm sure he went out on loan.
But he has done that, Jim. He's come in, he said, these are the players. You know, Giroud's been coming back in again. This comes back.
That's a key point. Yeah. That's a key point. How many players? He didn't come in with any pre... You know what I mean? Well, I don't know what the word is. Yeah. He hasn't come in. Yeah, he's every single player. Players that were washed out, Alonso, Giroud, not really getting a lot. Everybody got a chance.
Yeah, I think he's come in and you know, as you say, preconceived. He hasn't got any... He's just come in, looked at what he's got and gone, that's the best set of players I'm going to put out there. And you have to play around with them a little bit to figure out which ones you think are going to be the best players. And he settled on a few of them. And I think they've had a good run of games. They've done well. And yeah, I think he's more of a manager. So he's not being influenced by how much players cost and if they think they should be playing. He's just basing it on what he wants to do. I think he looks like a reasonable manager to me.
Yeah, I think he's short time, but so far so good.
Yeah.
And if he taps into the market in the summer and buys Haaland, then they win the league.
Honestly, I reckon you're getting yourself an extra 15, 20 points straight away.
Whoever buys him will win their league in wherever they are.
On the assumption that he goes to, he's going to go to a big club, isn't he?
Yeah, one of the big boys. Granted, Dortmund are not doing it now, but like Munich at the weekend, they were 2-0 up after 9 minutes.
I'd love to see him at United. Cavani goes, they bring him in. I'd like to see United, really having a bit of a go at stuff.
I wouldn't bloody hate United.
It was my youth though, watching them Champions League when they were a real force. No one's scared of Man United anymore, are they?
No.
So, Christian, have you got like a Premier League club then, like me, Leicester?
So, Emma likes to remind me of this a lot as well. Two club wonder. But when I was growing up, my dad used to be, he's always been Jules, but he was Spurs and my uncle was United. So I went with Arsenal just to piss them both off, basically. So I did have Arsenal shirts, but my dad used to frequently put me in a Spurs shirt when I was young. So, no longer.
He could have got in trouble for that.
for what?
I'm putting you in a Spurs shirt. I mean,
it's a crime against me, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Technically, could have gone away.
Child abuse. Yeah, if you're listening, Dad, you're out of order.
I think Liverpool's season's over.
Yeah.
I think Chelsea might be able to nick a Champions League spot. And then opens up. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, do you see the rumours around people talking about Klopp actually could leave at the end of the season? Do you think there's any way that ever comes through?
Only one way that could ever happen. And that's if Steven Gerrard goes there.
Oh.
He's the only person that's going to come in. And I mean, they'd be silly to get rid of Klopp at this stage, but if Steven Gerrard and the board agreed that it was time for him to come, it don't matter who there, Steven Gerrard will come in. But I don't think it'll happen this summer.
The Germany job come up, didn't it?
Did it?
Yeah.
He's basically handed it. He said, after the Euros, Lowe's leaving. And Klopp come out straight away and said, I'm not available this summer.
He's got another season there, hasn't he? I reckon he's got until Gerrard comes in.
I hope Gerrard don't go there yet. He will go. It's inevitable.
He needs to prove himself for a second time, doesn't he? Another season.
I'd like to see him go to a different club before Liverpool as well. I don't know who he would go to, but...
Everton.
I don't think he'd go to another Premiership club.
Took me a second to realise that.
Yeah.
I think a step up from Rangers would be a big Championship club. But I don't think he'd want to go to a Premiership club, because then he'd feel like when he goes to Liverpool... He never wanted to play for anyone apart from Liverpool, did he? So I think, yeah, I don't think he's the kind of person who's going to want to go somewhere and then go to Liverpool in the Premier League.
Yeah, he bottled the Chelsea move, didn't he?
Yeah, He's a one-club man in England, I think, as in the Premier League.
I still stand by my point from all them months ago, though. Even that Rangers side that's just won the league and haven't lost a game yet, they wouldn't have got out of the Championship.
This is the problem, but I think it's one of those things where, because he was a one-club man, I don't think he need. It's like Lampard. I don't think Lampard needed to really prove himself before going to Chelsea. And I don't think Gerrard will really need to prove himself before he goes to... I mean, Solskjaer didn't prove himself as a manager before he went to Man United, did he?
He was having a go at Mulder, wasn't he?
Yeah, we can manage Mulder.
Yeah, couldn't even manage Mould.
I think Chelsea will end up in the Champions League.
Yeah, and I think if they carry on next season, like a couple of good boys, I think they'd have a good go next year.
Yeah, I mean, Pulisic hasn't even got involved, has he, this season?
No, he's tried. He's tried getting him on a few times from the games I've watched. He's had a few minutes here and there. But
do you think they need to clear out a few midfielders?
Very heavy.
Yeah, they've got... I would say I could count 10 straight off.
Well, Pulisic has said he is considering transfer requests in the summer if he doesn't play more. And I think Hudson-Odoi, you know, probably will do. He seems to do it every summer. So he'll probably chuck one in as well.
Barkley, Kante. Is Drinkwater still on the books?
Yeah, he's out on loan somewhere, isn't he? I can't remember where he's gone. He was at Villa, but then he went somewhere else.
Jorginho, Hudson-Odoi, Havertz.
Kante.
Yeah, they've got probably four or five that need to go, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, easy.
And then complete end of the spectrum, while we're still talking about form.
Mm-hmm.
Newcastle.
Oh, yes.
What's your thoughts on Newcastle? Let me reel off their fixtures in order from now to the end of the season. I think they've got, what have they got left? They've played 27 games. They've got a minus 17 goal difference. Yeah, and they're 1 point ahead of Fulham. They're on 27 points. They've got a game in hand, but I think that's fairly irrelevant at the moment because their game in hand is on Friday night. They've got Villa.
At home or away?
At home. And then the following week, they've got Brighton away.
Yeah, that's a massive game.
Huge, because they're both on 27 points. And then April, they got Tottenham at home, Burnley away, West Ham at home, Liverpool away.
Oh, and then Newcastle, and they're home to Arsenal, away to Leicester, home to City, home to Sheffield United, and then finish against Fulham. Yeah, I mean, I stand by my shout last week. I think they're going to drop.
I think the problem you've got is, like, I look at West Brom, they brought in that guy up front with the blue hair, whatever his name is.
Digne.
You look at Palace, you've got, like, Benteke and Zaha. You look at Fulham, they've got Lukman and your mate, Jim, what's his name? Yeah, and you can see some goals, can't you? You can see him nicking a few goals. When I look at Newcastle, I'm like, where's the goals coming from?
Yeah, that's right.
If Callum Wilson doesn't play or score, you've got no real... I think he's just come back from injury, but they've just lost
even when he does play, he's so isolated.
Yeah. Maximan's the only one who ever gives him any service, but he's injured.
Yeah,
I think
they're
in trouble.
Yeah,
massive. I'm feeling quite secure in my prediction from last week. I don't want them to go down. got a soft spot for them, but
well, don't get me wrong, they're not going to score any goals, but Fulham are still going down.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think Fulham will go?
Yeah, I still think they'll go.
What, even with Scotty Parker's wardrobe?
Yep.
What a jacket!
Oh, so nice. I wish I could pull it off.
I think Palace have got enough. If Benteke can nick a few, and Zaha can get in and about it.
It's their fixtures though. It's April for Palace.
Yes.
Everton, Chelsea, Southampton, Leicester.
Weird things happen though.
No, you're right. Yeah, well, you've seen it the weekend. Look at Fulham.
Yeah, it's, and this is what I'm saying about West Brom. I think their squad's championship, but I can just see them nicking a few goals here and there. That's the problem with Newcastle. And, you know, when I went through these, when you talk about Palace having Zaha, Benteke, Batshuayi, Townsend, and then you look at Fulham, I mean, who are they playing up front?
Who?
Fulham.
That Marja, guy they got from Bordeaux.
Josh Marja, yeah.
Has he scored a few, has he? Has he not done a few?
Yeah, he's made a bit of an impact since he came. He looks quite a bit of a handful.
Yeah, they're doing all right. I mean, form-wise.
Yeah, I think they've just gone.
They're definitely most informed down the bottom.
They've had results you wouldn't think, would you?
They played Liverpool at the best time possible, didn't they?
Well, you look at February. Drew with Palace, beat Sheffield United, drew with Burnley, beat Everton, drew with West Ham, lost to Leicester, and then beat Liverpool.
Yeah, they've done all right, to be fair, haven't they?
There's points that you wouldn't have given.
Yeah. I suppose we'll see with that, but back to your point around Newcastle. Do you know what? I'm worried now, and I'm worried more long-term. There's nothing there, is there? You're not going to go and raid Newcastle for any of their players, are you? If they go down. You're going to go, Newcastle have gone down. We're going to nick a Cantwell and a Pookie and a Brendry or whatever his name is at Norwich. You ain't going to go and nick any of the Newcastle players, are you? Lascelles is too injury prone. Maximum and the other guy, who's the other chap? The Colombian. On their day, they're fantastic, but I don't know if they have enough on their days.
You're right. There's not a single player that I'd take.
I think I'm just looking at the stats here, and another case on Newcastle. I think Joel Linton could quite possibly be the worst Newcastle number nine they've ever had. He's played 21 games and scored one goal. They've had Joe Willock on loan. He's played 5 games and scored the same amount. They've got 3 defenders that have scored more goals than their number nine. Like that's why you're down there.
Yeah, Joe Linton. Is he South American?
He's Brazilian, yeah.
Yeah, the Brazilian footballers are that's all over now.
Hank is not a fan of the continent.
What's the best Brazilian player that you know about at the moment?
Probably Neymar.
Yeah, past that. But, used to be past that, players, didn't they? That you'd go, Rivaldo, Ronaldo, Carlos. Oh,
you got Jesus for City.
Yeah, I can't get too excited about him. not when you got Vardy in your breadwinds.
The 33-year-old machine.
So Newcastle in trouble then. And if I was a Newcastle supporter, I feel like there's a bit of hope, and it's all gone back to what it was again.
It's going to be the same until they sell, basically.
Yeah. But when they drop out, if and when they do drop out, I think they struggle to get out of the Championship.
At the moment,
still no goals, is it? Still no goals.
Well, you know what happens, don't you? Dwight Gale comes back out, doesn't he?
Yeah, dust him off, get another 20-goal season.
Yeah, and then you go in the Premier League, and his feet turn into shovels, don't they? Somewhere.
Same grass, different result.
Yeah. Right, so we're worried about Newcastle. We're concerned. We might have to go up there and check on them at some point.
Do you know what I'm worried about? I'm actually quite worried about the fact we've just done 2 topics and we've not had one summary from you, H.
I tried to get a summary in on the Chelsea Liverpool and Jim just done me over. So the
to summarise.
The summary on Newcastle is we're worried. We want to hear from Newcastle supporters.
I'll do the summary.
Yeah, Jim, can you summarise? But I want to hear from Newcastle.
Liverpool are on their way down because they've got key injuries.
No core.
Chelsea, Tuchel knows what he's doing. He's having a good go. Well done. Yes. Newcastle, we'd love to hear from any of you, any of the fans, because you're on your way to League One, mate.
League One.
No, it's possible.
Straight, bang, bang.
Happened to Southampton, happened to Ipswich, Sunderland. If you're not careful.
Unless they sell.
I want to hear from you Newcastle supporters telling me, how are you going to turn this around? Dave Downs.
What's the answer?
Dave Downs is a Newcastle supporter. I want to hear from him. Peter Beardsley, I want to hear from you.
If we get a Newcastle fan say they want Rafa Benitez in, that's it. Out.
Yeah. And we want to get invited. We want to get invited to St. James's Park and we want to come and see what's happening. All right.
Good.
All right.
Let's hear from you. Good good topic on form. I like that.
Mm. Yeah. Good classic. Bit of form chat.
Speaking about form, H, I think you had a little bit to say about someone's hair form that you've seen recently over the last few weeks.
Right, this is when you get your chance to do your little video, your little clips. Right,
Reece James, the minute.
Reece James, sort it out. Ridiculous. Bale, your hair's a joke. Your hair is an absolute
joke. It's not a Bale's joke.
Have you seen it? If he lets it down, he looks like a witch.
I think he's going for the Aquaman look.
It's down to the top of his bum. And then he's got the undercut. The undercut's 93. Next time you see him, he'll have spurs carved into the back of his head.
Night tick.
Yeah. Bale, your hair's wrong. Reece James, your hair's wrong. Who else has got wrong hair?
Me at the moment.
Oh, Foden. Me. Foden's got like a little... Foden and Sterling. Sterling's got a fat man's neck on the back. You know, where you get the... Basically, the... Tire.
Are we actually doing a topic on players' hair?
Yeah, Grealish, knobhead. What's going on with his hair? Weirdo. Foden, I've got a beef with that hair. There's two slits in the back. Adidas. The Adidas cut, whatever it is.
Who invited Vidal Bannister?
Are you all right with it, Jim? Because I'm not right.
I haven't really noticed, mate. I mean, I'm follically challenged as it is, so it's not really top of my agenda.
Any is a bonus then, is it?
Yeah. I'd take any of them haircuts.
Bale's the worst. Put Bale at the top.
I would love to see you with Reece James haircut, Jim.
Yeah. I'll get a wig for the England-Scotland game.
You know, like I just come back from a gap year.
Yeah. I've been to find myself, guys.
So... On a more positive note for Bale, he's getting into a bit of form. But we always said, give him a few games. They've given him a few games, and now he's looking like the old Gareth Bale, isn't he? Just with the stupid hair.
Got a smile on his face, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think he's great to watch when he's in form. So hopefully he'll carry on doing it. But I don't like Mourinho's style of football, so...
He's connecting well with Kane, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you can...
What did Mourinho say the other day, though? About the amount of goals they've scored. They've scored over 100 goals. Mourinho said, that's not bad for a really negative defensive side, is it?
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. I find them, though, it's either they're getting beaten 1-0 or they win 4-1 or something. So, it's all well and good. I don't really enjoy watching them as much as other teams.
No, they're not a neutrals team, are they? Let's be honest.
No. So there you go.
Right then. Aka.
Any good haircuts, let us know. Gareth Bale, get in touch.
Lovely.
Big Tone wants a call.
Yeah, get in touch. Come and speak to Big Tone and his Bridgewins.
Cool.
We're hemorrhaging at the moment, so
we are hemorrhaging money.
I don't want to hear anything stupid come out of your mouth this week, Christian, because you and Ginger Prince haven't done us any favours so far.
Ginger Prince, I love that.
Yeah, so obviously Dan's not here to defend himself. He has sent me a voice note, so I'll play his one first. So
has
this
he got
is
rationale?
Dan.
Has he got rationale?
I haven't listened to it. I want a genuine reaction. Okay. So this is a message from Dan, obviously.
Oh, boys. Sorry I couldn't be there tonight. Obviously moving in and that, still struggling with Wi-Fi and everything like that, but I'm sure you'll crack on without me. But anyway, my bet for the ACCA. Hopefully it's a good one this week. On that last week, we won't speak about that. Is QPR to win. On good form, won the last two. Huddersfield, not on good form. So, Charlie Austin leading the line. Solid bet. So, yeah, QPR to beat Huddersfield.
Interesting. QPR game screaming up 1-1, so let's just see what happens there then.
That's a draw in all over it.
But anyway, in the Ginger Prince we trust.
Yeah. Served us well so far.
Right, well,
so there you go. QPR to win for Dan.
Yeah.
H, well, who are you going for?
That's a very good point. I am going for...
Do you want me to tell you who you're going for?
No, it's really well thought out. Well, you know what I'm going for.
I know. Well, I'm building suspense.
I'm going with my bridge wins, aren't I?
Going with Rogers boys.
Long-time teams. I'm going with Leicester.
Leicester for the win.
Yeah, why not? Who are they playing? It doesn't really matter who they're playing because they destroy everyone.
Home to Sheffield United.
Yeah, I'm going to get myself a shirt with Iheanacho on the back of it.
Pay for the letter, don't remember. Don't forget. So, you going?
Go on, I'm going to do Chelsea to beat Leeds.
Cool.
It's the lunchtime game, though.
Yeah, I've also gone for a lunchtime game, and I've gone with my heart, and I've gone with Gillingham to beat Swindon.
Swindon, I knew one of you were going to do that.
Got to be done.
I hate Swindon. The boys. I hate Swindon. You've been to Swindon?
Yeah, shithole.
Have you been... I went on the coach and they checked all of our IDs before we could leave Strood.
Why?
Because Strood ain't bad enough, is it?
I was going to say, trading one place for another.
Yeah. All right, well, cool. So what... I've decided I'm not going to help fund any of this until we win one, right? So you can keep accruing invoices for me. I'll tell you what, once you get a win, then just you, Christian, then I'll sort the invoice out, right?
Cool.
You're now going to tell me you're not going to be able to eat for the next week, so I haven't sent you your money, but
I'll live off it.
What odds are we getting then this week then?
So we've got a potential return of £117.30. So there we go. That is placed. Fingers crossed.
I've got a good feeling this week. Gillingham away at Swindon?
Yeah.
Right, forget it then. So QPR are going to draw Huddersfield. Swindon are going to beat us 2-0. So
that's the end of that.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. Try
again next week.
Be good to be proven wrong, wouldn't it? All right.
Fingers crossed. One second.
Just before we start this, do we need to just make any comment on the fact that we can now get Piers Morgan on because he's going to be a lot freer?
I mean, we can send out a message.
I'm sending out a lot of messages today, Piers. If you're free. We can do an early shift because you're not going to be on Good Morning or This Morning or whatever it is that you do. Live and Kicking. Is it Live and Kicking you did? All right. If you're listening, Piers, we want you on. We want Gareth on. We want Newcastle supporters on. Any of you out there, if you're listening, Piers, we want you. Right.
Oh, God. Cool. Come right, on. You guys ready?
Ready to go.
Brilliant. Right. So I managed to get one right last week, so I'm taking the mantle for this week with 10 clues. And your first clue is I was born in London, England. There you go. First clue.
Boris Johnson.
Would you believe it? No, it's not. Clue number two. In 2007, I represented Turkey at international level.
Colin Kazim Richards.
Piss off.
Wallet.
You taking the mic? That is a joke.
Boom.
Oh my God. Oh, I got some well good clues as well. Well, well done.
That's the end of that.
How did you get that?
That's got to be worth a prize.
What are you saying?
That's got to be worth a prize, Jim.
Oh, well, I'm going to read my clues because it took me about 10 minutes to write these. So number three was... number three was I started my career at Bury. Number four was I was born on the 26th of August, 1986. I retired from international football in 2015. Scored a total of 84 goals in my career. Played for 14 different clubs. Currently playing for a championship side. Most recognised as a striker. And I recently signed a year extension for my current Midland-based club. It was also Derby. Did you realise he was bought by Brighton from Bury using the... Do you remember that in the EFL they'd done that competition to win £250,000 for your club to make a sign-in? So Brighton won that, the Coca-Cola funding or something, and they bought him to the club. Well, little trivia there.
He's a bad player.
No. Bloody, yeah, well, thanks, Jim, because that was... I could have just done two. Well done.
Just so we're completely clear, first Newcastle fans get in touch, we're going to send them a TFM T-shirt, which Christian's going to pay for.
Yeah. So we don't have any.
All right.
I can have a business card.
Can I just add to your game?
Like T-shirt.
The other eight clues wouldn't have given me anything.
Nah. You've been thinking about recently.
That's great. Yeah. As if I couldn't feel worse, you now say my other eight clues were shit.
No, what I mean is, if you'd have got past number two, I think you'd have done us.
Yeah, well, look, well done, Jim. It's done. It doesn't matter what the rest of the clues were. You smashed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's because Kazim Richards works in the kebab shop that Jim goes to. That's why.
Works in Alimet.
Yeah. Are we going to, in fact, Alimet, we're advertising a bit of Alimet, aren't we? Quality kebabs in, where about you, Jim?
Larkfield.
Go to get your kebabs at Alimet.
Other kebabs are available.
And it's good though.
No, they are good from there. I'll give them that. All right. So just for this week, then, I think we're over and out, aren't we?
We are. Next week, the four of us, maybe. Ginger Prince returns.
I look forward to hearing from you, Newcastle fans. And a big up to my Bridgewins.
The Foxes.
Yeah. It just works, doesn't it?